Gentlemen, you are now listening for the next hour, Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be with you this evening. The last show this past Tuesday certainly got quite a few email letters coming into my inbox on my computer. Some didn't like the way the one lady was calling all sorts of names and the racial biases and so forth, and I also didn't like the way I handled that, and I want to say that at no time, if anyone starts using any kind of racial bias or any kind of name-calling against any kind of religious group or any other kind of political and religious group, I will not be a part of that. This program is about integrity. This program is about the U.S. Constitution. This program is about the rule of law. And this program is about connecting the dots. And this evening, I have a very special guest, a man whom I consider a friend. We have shared the podium. We've stood on the border of Arizona with the Minuteman Project. And he is a man that I have highest regards for. And just after the break here in a few more minutes, I'm going to bring him on. I'm not going to have you wait for him like we did with Stan Weeks last week. I probably talked too much. But just before we go on with my special guest, make sure that you do go to numbersusa.com. Make sure that you understand that we as a nation and as a culture and as a language are in grave danger as we add 100 million people in the next 33 years. And so that is the crisis that we face. That's the consequence we face. And I want to say that I listened to George Bush give the State of the Union, and there was one part in there that really irked me, and that was he said by 2017 we will reduce oil imports and the use of oil by 20%. I want you to know that is not possible, because in the next 10 years the United States is going to add 30 million people. That's 3 million people a year times 10 years is 30 million people. So if the president is sitting here telling you that ethanol and corn and so forth is going to be the alternate energy, you can go to my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, and I guarantee you we will not lower by 20% our use of oil in this country. It will rise to the tune of 30 million more people. It will be having houses, certainly going to school with their kids, hospitals being operated, malls, that many more homes, that many more cars on the road, and so forth. So that's just a bit of the information that I wanted to get out with you this week. And just before we go to break, I want to just give some of the background of the individual that's going to be a guest this evening. First of all, it's an honor to have him on the show. His name, of course, is, and I put out a lot of press releases, he is a man who was a decorated combat U.S. Marine veteran of the Vietnam War. He is a man who stood up, much like Thomas Jefferson and much like some of the greats in history, stood up and spoke out against something that was going wrong in our society. He is the author of a book titled The Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. And he wrote this just this last year. I reviewed it. You can go to all the different websites. You'll see the review. It's an outstanding review of his work. I've stood on the stage with him in California, certainly down there on the border, and introduced him at Shiflin Hall in Tombstone, Arizona. I've heard him speak. I've watched him on TV. This is a man who will go down in history as a great patriot. And just before we get back, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minutemen Project and the author of Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. We'll be right back with Jim Gilchrist on Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your guest, Frosty Wooldridge, in Denver, Colorado. And we have an extraordinary and really special guest this evening that I really am honored to have on the show. I know you all watching, listening from Maine to Washington State to Florida to Texas to Michigan are going to be in for a treat. That's why I want to get this show going. And, again, I want to really bring this to your attention, and I've already got emails coming in. Wow, we got to hear this. If you have questions, if you have comments, the last part of the show, I want you to call in to the hotline. I'm going to have you answer Mr. Gilchrist or ask him some questions. But the first part here, we want to really dig into this thing because Jim's going to bring you more information that you will never hear on all of the networks. And he is has so much information that it's going to be just a treat to get him to really connect the dots for you. And so without further ado, I welcome Mr. Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minutemen and the author of the Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. Good evening, Jim. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Frosty, how can I remain humble when you keep overrating me like that on the airwaves? I'm just an average America. I'm just an average Joe citizen who got fed up. How you doing, Frosty?
I'm doing great. You know, and the one thing about Jim, and I've known him now for about 2.5-3 years, is he's got a great sense of humor. And ladies and gentlemen, you're right. It's an old saying. I'm not sure who said this, Jim, but when something's going wrong in a classroom or a conference or a situation, everybody else is waiting for the first man to stand. And
right.
you, sir, are the one along with Chris Simcox, you were the man to stand, and you created a movement in this country, and I'm a member of the Minutemen, of course, original Minuteman, and proud to be a Minuteman here in Colorado. But that's right. We're just ordinary folks, aren't we?
That's right, and that's what our founding fathers were. Although they were a bit extraordinary for their time, they still were just farmers and silversmiths and hardware store owners, whatever they did. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
The impoverished population explosion, the middle class decimation, the silent war that our government never talks about. What's going to happen by the year 2025 and 2030? And that's only 19 and 20, 4 years away.
Correct.
And some solutions that will really get the attention of our political governors, and that is hit them in the pocketbook.
You know, that's right, Jim.
Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with this one right here. Your thoughts on the State of the Union by the President of the United States. One of the things that really irked me, and you and I both know about these numbers. We had Don McKee on the show a couple weeks ago, who was an expert on the demographics of the situation. But we now know that at the continued rate of immigration-driven growth, that the United States is going to grow by 100 million people by 2040, which is only 33 years from now. And that's at a rate of 3 million people per year. And that's on target. Last year, we grew by 2.93 million persons in the United States, virtually all by immigration, illegal, and, of course, all the illegal. We don't even know what those numbers are. But the president stood up in front of the entire nation this week and said, in the next 10 years, by 2017, we're going to use ethanol, and we're going to just go after this energy situation, and we're going to drop the use of oil by 20%.
We won't.
We won't, because the fact is we're going to add 30 million people to the United States by 2017, Jim. Give us some more light on that subject, because how could a president...
Actually, my spotlight is a lot heavier than yours, and my vision... shows it getting a lot worse a lot faster than yours does, but it doesn't mean that either of our visions is invalid. It's just that mine is different than yours, and I'll explain that to you. First of all, what I did not hear from the president, which I wanted to hear right out of the gate, ladies and gentlemen, I, as the chief executive, tonight at 6 p.m., before I came to this podium to speak, gave a full and unconditional pardon to Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion. I've refunded their suspended pay and benefits for the last 24 months that has been taken away from them. And on top of that, I am approving a $5 million tax-free compensatory award for all the carnage and damage brought against them and their families for the last 2 years. And I'm going to put that illegal alien drug runner, Senor Avila, who brought all this carnage upon the United States, in prison for life. Now, I didn't hear that.
No, you didn't.
And what I didn't hear also was, I'm giving an immediate increase of 500% to the working budget for the United States Border Patrol and the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement so that they will have ample resources, professional investigators, Border Patrol agents, men and women on the border patrolling it, enough of them instead of just a skeleton crew. They will have the prosecuting attorneys that both departments need, and they will be going after employers and putting them in jail for 5 to 10 years, depending on how bad their infractions are and how many violations of U.S. immigration laws they have. Some of them could go to jail anywhere from 25 to life. That's what I wanted to hear. I didn't hear that either. I wanted to hear about the 45,000 American residents who have been killed in action at the hands of illegal aliens since 9/11. Roughly 9,000 per year, half of them, roughly 12 per day, killed by outright premeditated homicide, murder.
That's correct.
Bludgeoning and shooting and stabbing and choking, that kind of beating the people to death. Another 13 per day killed by manslaughter. For example, drunk driving. And there was another thing I didn't hear, and that was the most critical of all. Ladies and gentlemen, I am acutely aware that I cannot guarantee liberty, democracy, and security in the Mideast if I continue ignoring it at home. And that's what I wanted to hear. I heard none of that. None of that. That's what's important. Yeah, education is important. The energy crisis is important. The threat to the Medicare and Social Security system is important. Yes, they are all important. The war in Iraq is important. Yes, they are all important. But they're no more important than those items I just brought up. And I didn't hear any of them. And I was flabbergasted. I gave the president for his presentation. He's come a long way. Instead of stammering and stuttering, he did pretty good. He kept moving with the words and the rhetoric, but that's all they were. I gave him a C-plus for presentation and an outright F for quality of the material.
Right, a content.
Yes.
You know, I'd have to agree with you wholeheartedly on that, because when you address the nation as the president and the commander-in-chief, you need to understand what the nation is going through, and he obviously did not address what the nation's going through. And as you saw this evening on the Katie Couric and Brian Williams, Ford Motor Company, $12.7 billion loss last year, and the whole car industry of the United States going down the tubes. And no one ever talks about that and the reasons for that.
$12.7 billion.
That's correct.
I saw a figure. I think it was an estimate saying that it would be about $7 billion. But you're saying the final figure was $12.7 billion.
That's correct.
That's no human being can count that high. That's incredible. That's
right. And the line workers, they just laid off 38,000 line workers, and another 8,000 white collar, because. What the president didn't talk about and the Congress doesn't talk about is they have been outsourcing and offshoring and insourcing jobs that have just been stealing literally jobs away from American citizens now for the last 20 years. And now it's coming into fruition. And in fact, Michigan has been losing 1,000 jobs a week now for the last year or so. And GM and Ford are simply just shutting down all of the automobile things. But that's not just happening in Michigan. You're talking textiles. If you look at any of the products you have, Walmart is buying virtually 90% of everything that Walmart sells comes from China. And you have to wonder, what is the president doing to the middle class to continue this kind of path, and why is the Congress continuing also?
Perhaps because we, as Americans, we've resigned ourselves to the fact that we're not politicians, so we will elect and hire, literally hire, full-time politicians, career politicians, to take care of the problem for us so that we can get on with our lives and go fishing, watch football games, take care of our kids, get that part-time extra job, you know, to pay for a nicer vacation this year, whatever we do, go to college at nights and to take some professional development courses, rather than engaging in political protest and activism for the rest of our lives. And since we haven't done that, a cavalier attitude, Frosty, has taken over our political governors. When I say political governors, that means your local city councilman or woman, mayor, state governor, county supervisor, and all the way right up to your senators, your House of Representatives, and your president of the United States. That's a political governor. It's anybody who's in a public office, elected public office. And they have such a cavalier approach to governance that it really means nothing to them when people come out in droves and complain. They tend to tap you on the top of the head, say, "Don't worry, little boys and girls, everything's under control. I have everything under control. Now please go away," and we go away. We've been doing that for over 40 years. This is the consequence. Consequence is a government that no longer is recognized by its people. It's some kind of a giant monster that no one can make any sense out of. It does things that we don't understand. It will not protect our sovereignty, will not preserve our heritage and our culture. It doesn't value English only as a common bond for commerce and communication, so on and so forth.
You're exactly right, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with Jim Gilchrist on the flip side of this advertising time, and looking forward to it. And after that, we'll have some phone calls. Thank you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Connecting the Dots. This evening we have Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minuteman Project, along with his partner at the time, Chris Simcox. And both men, of course, continue in the same vein. Chris Simcox down there on the border with his program, the Civil Defense Corps, right now, which I, of course, support a great deal. And, of course, Jim Gilchrist has run for Congress, came very close to taking a seat there in California. But also, Jim Gilchrist is on the front lines because he's right there in Southern California where there are 3 million illegal aliens, high schools, grade schools, all of them taken over. The dropout flunkout rate is 60, 70, 80%. You have a loss of culture. You have a loss of the English language. And he's one of those men that stood up. He's one of those men like D.A. King out in Georgia, certainly Jim William Gein in North Carolina, certainly other Mark Edwards in Nevada. I mean, the list goes on. And hopefully each week we're going to bring you these men and women who do stand up. Marty Litch, of course, here in Colorado, will be a guest at some point. And the key here is that we're all using each other's dynamics, talents, and skills to bring this national crisis to all Americans, and that's the goal here. Jim, one of the things I ask you, and as we go along in this program this evening, why is it that the American people have allowed this thing to go so far with these career politicians without standing up, speaking out, or screaming, or doing something. Instead, they just sit there like almost like groundhogs and duck down into the hole when things get tough.
Frosty, wouldn't you say that it's almost like they're paralyzed? And I'm going to explain that. They're all suffering from something I call politically correct paralysis. And it's okay to inoculate. You can self-inoculate yourself from this politically correct paralysis virus. And that means it's okay to speak your mind, because by the powers vested in us by our founding fathers, Frosty, each and every American has an irrevocable right to peaceful assembly and speech. And I'm going to emphasize irrevocable. There are only two ways you can lose that right to freely and peacefully assemble and speak. One is through an act of God, and one is through tyranny. And since no one that I know of in the political governorship of this country can rightfully claim the title of God, it means we've lost it through tyranny. And this is exactly why the founding fathers created the First Amendment, the very first item in the Declaration of Independence, because they knew they had been there and done that. They knew that this would happen if we had no right to freely assemble and speak and bring our grievances into the public domain for debate. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to unwind something that Ted Kennedy and President Johnson put in place in progress 41 years ago, 1965, when they dismantled the immigration law.
And
rewrote it so that it would allow illegal aliens. Of course, they say that was not their intent, and it probably wasn't. But there was no consideration to the consequences of what they were doing. And this is what we have now. Currently, there are 33 million illegal aliens occupying U.S. territory. 2.5 years ago, there were 20 million, according to a very valid and reputable report by the asset investment company Bear Stearns, who reported there were at least 20 million based on their statistical and empirical analyses that they did. They conducted a very expensive, a very costly, and very time-consuming statistical test of just how many illegal aliens are in the United States. It took them months to do this. 20 million was a conservative estimate. At the time, I was estimating there were probably 22 to 23 million, but I went with their figure. Border Patrol claims that only 1 out of 5 illegal aliens are apprehended as they come over our southern border alone.
Right.
Last 2 years, they've apprehended about 1.2 million illegal aliens each year. If that's only 1 out of 5, then another 5 million per year have come in. That was 2 years ago. I mean, 2.5 years ago. So we've got another 13 million on top of that estimated conservative estimate of 20 million. So conservatively, there are 33 million illegal aliens currently occupying U.S. territory. No one knows who they are, where they are, what their intentions are. And by the year 2025, at the current rate of invasion, this 5 million figure will go up to 6 million next year, then 7.5 million the following year, then 10 million a couple years after that, et cetera. Do you see where this is going?
Well,
the tsunami will get higher. By the year 2025, there will be more illegal aliens occupying U.S. territory than there will be legal citizen voters. And this is where it really gets critical, because Congress will be under such pressure to grant them amnesty and dual citizenship. They will do it, because when you've got anywhere between 120 to 210 million illegal aliens here 20 years from now, that's going to be such a staggering amount, and it's going to come with such intimidation that our Congress will cower and with their weak knees and just rather engage in massive insurrection. They will let them have the country. And with that, dual citizenship comes dual voting rights. So let's say 70 million or 80 million of those have voting rights also in Mexico. They will put into office and support and put into candidacy and nominate candidates in both in Mexico and the United States who are running on platforms and policies favorable to Mexico and the Hispanic culture, and very hostile to the United States and our culture. And by the year 2030, the first bill will be introduced to make an amendment to the Constitution trumping English as the primary language of the land and replacing it with Spanish. This is exactly how nations have been conquered over history.
All right. Jim, I want to come right back and visit that at the other side of this advertisement. Thank you very much. We'll be back with Jim Gilchrist, head of the Minutemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots, and we're speaking with Jim Gilchrist. He is the co-founder with the Minutemen Project that started up on April 1st of 2 years ago. I had the honor, the distinct honor, of course, of introducing him there at Shiflin Hall along with Chris Simcox. Both these men created a movement across this nation that is now making inroads and creating more and more Americans to be standing up and giving them an opportunity to speak out. Certainly each and every man and woman who is a Minuteman can be indebted to these two great men. And Jim Gilchrist, of course, continues to speak in front of the Congress. He's been up in front of congressional committees. He has spoken on radio and TV across the nation. I think he was on just 2 nights ago on, or last night, I think it was, on Neil Cavuto. And the key is he's giving you the information and the facts and the figures. I corroborate everything he's talking about here because I also really jump into this thing, as you all know. I write for newswithviews.com, and if you want to really get a nice, clear picture, the 18th part of the series of the next added 100 million Americans published today on newswithviews.com. Go to it. It's titled Environmental Refugees. And I want to tell you that it is a very sobering. I worked hard and researched hard and a lot of hours on that piece. And it shows you what's going to happen to this country when that next 100 million come in, because there's 70 million of them are going to be from out of our country. They're going to be third world people. They're economic refugees. They are tyranny refugees. They're overpopulation refugees. It doesn't make any difference. They're environmental refugees. And we've just taken in 106 million since 1963 in just 42 years, and we're about to take in another 100 million in just 33 more years. And so what Jim is talking about is we're being displaced out of our own country, and either we stand up and do something now, or we simply become the victims. We become the survivors. We become what they were in their own countries. Jim, can you give us a little more illustration on that, about what we face with those kinds of numbers? And also, you hit it, the fact that we will lose English as the national cohesive language, which means we will turn into a Tower of Babel.
Correct. Well, essentially, it would not surprise me if within the next 20 to 25 years, we are become a mirror reflection of Mexico. We've got a rapidly shrinking middle class. And with that shrinking middle class, we have a shrinking tax base. And that middle class and lower middle class is being quickly replaced by an impoverished, economically dependent class, many of whom have come here illegally. We don't need 33 million illegal aliens to pick our strawberries, so it only makes sense that the 33 million illegal aliens are not here to pick our strawberries, Frosty. They're here to pick our pockets, and I'm not apologizing for my rhetoric, and that's the problem. When you start apologizing, well, I really didn't mean that, or I don't want to be too harsh. No, you have to be. This is called tough love, ladies and gentlemen, and any of you who are parents out there know exactly what I'm talking about. There comes a point where you have to make a stand, like with your children. At 4 years old, they're not going to tell you how to run the household, and sometimes you have to be tough and strict with them, and that's what I believe in. I think you run a country in a similar manner. It's called the rule of law, and when that rule of law is violated, that's the warning sign that your civilization or your civilized society is waning, and that, because we all know any society that has no respect for the rule of law is no longer a civilized society. Over time, Frosty, I'm going to use the KKK, okay?
Do it.
In the Deep South, in early 1900s, let's say 1920s through the 60s, the KKK made sure that they had all their key players in mayorships, on city councils, police chiefs, governors, etc. They literally took over the political system to continue proffering their bias, their racism, etc., and their hostility towards Jews, blacks, and any white people who didn't agree with them. Well, the Hispanic culture, predominantly from Mexico and Central America, is doing the exact same thing here. Mayor Villaraigosa of Los Angeles is a prime example. He has already twice this year issued proclamations condemning me, condemning anybody in the Minuteman Project. You are not welcome in Los Angeles. You do not belong here. The city of Laguna Beach has done the same to me personally. They threatened to have me arrested if I showed up there during a 24-hour period last March. I had to stay out of the city limits because, I don't know, it was not a crime. It was a legislation that they had enacted for one day and made it somehow legal. Now, this is what the KKK did with their political clout in the Deep South. They literally legislated, in this case, black people out of existence, legislated them out of their neighborhoods, out of the restaurants, away from fountains, out of the buses, etc. The same thing is being done by the let's call it the Reconquista movement in the United States. One of their members, by default, is the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez. That sounds kind of bizarre that I'd make that claim, but anyone, including the Los Angeles mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, anyone like that who has a history of membership in a group called La Raza, which means the race, or Mecha, which is a student version of La Raza, the race. And by the way, their mantra is, for the Mexican race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. You cannot get more racist than that. And these are groups that are recognized in the United States. La Raza receives funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, federal grants. The Minuteman Project receives none. We get no kind of foundation funds, grants, or anything. We have to go and operate strictly on the generosity of the Social Security recipients out there who send us $10 or $15 a month, and other people. And this is what I see happening in our country. The white people had their era of racism, the black people had their era of racism, and now the bronze people feel an entitlement to be the racist for the 21st century. Again, I am not apologizing for these claims. I have met them face-to-face. I've been at rallies. I've seen the vile rhetoric. I've seen them drag the American flag in the gutter. I've seen them wipe their fannies pretending to do that with the flag, throwing the middle finger at our flag, trying to tear it down, in some cases succeeding, suppressing freedom of speech. Columbia University, Compton College here in California, we've got two lawsuits going, so there is a little light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to sue them and make them account for their prejudice and their suppression of the right to speak. And nothing in my rhetoric can be construed as racist or racial supremacist of any kind. I'm talking about a nation that has preserved itself for 230 years because it has respected the rule of law as the lodestar for guidance. And when we break away from that, then there is no rule of law. There is only chaos, disorder, and anarchy, which is the perfect world for our homegrown anarchists in this country, for the Reconquistas, for criminal drug and human cargo cartels. Any criminal element loves anarchy, chaos, and disorder because it's just like Iraq and Baghdad. You sort of control neighborhoods at the point of a gun.
You know, that's exactly correct, Jim. And one of the things that goes on, and I've been all over Mexico myself, traveling throughout Mexico, it is probably one of the most corrupt Western Hemisphere governments. That's why the people suffer and literally are just used as pawns. And the problem is, of course, as I've said before, that Mexico grew from 50 to 104 million in the last century, and they're expected to grow to 300 million in this century. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine? Jim Gilchrist has seen this thing. I've seen it. We know it's coming. And everything he's talking about is literally, as we speak, coming over the borders right now.
It's here.
You have some. And it's here.
Frosty, one comment.
Yes.
For those who are wary, look at it this way. There is not one community in the United States, from San Diego, California, all the way to Bangor, Maine, not one community that does not have a foreign enclave. And what's a foreign enclave? Well, that's a neighborhood. In the case of California, the entire city of Santa Ana, almost half of Anaheim, etc., entire communities or cities or neighborhoods where the a foreign neighborhood has literally transplanted itself into the United States and taken over a U.S. neighborhood. The American flag is never flown, never respected, not wanted. The English language is not spoken, it's not wanted, and it's never learned. American customs and culture and heritage is not learned, and neither is it respected or wanted. And this is how your history and your ancestry gets replaced incrementally over a few decades to the point where you no longer recognize your country. What we were taught in history will be completely 180 degrees to what the next generation will be taught in history. They'll be taught according to whoever controls the present will rewrite history so that they can assure that they will control the future. Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, all these beginning Nathaniel Greene, all these founding fathers will be chastised, vilified, pilloried in history books as sort of evil people. And this is why America had to change. And this is the justice for the Mexican invasion into the United States, because the United States, through these ugly people back in 1846 and 1848, butchered and slaughtered Mexicans and stole the land, and you and I know that is an outright lie.
Oh,
we purchased half of the Southwest from Mexico, exactly. And we fought a war with them that they started and acquired the other half. And we know those are lies, but when you tell what they say, that they, we know our version of history is true, but their version is a lie. And when you repeat that lie over and over and over and over again, it becomes absolute truth to the listener. And the listener will be a Chicano kid who's taught by his parents and all the people around him in his neighborhood, this country is bad. This country is evil. You've got to take this country. Fly that Mexican flag. Rip down that ugly American flag. The people who died in Normandy, 41,900 in about 2 hours, 7,000 Marines dead in Iwo Jima in a 30-day battle there, forget all that. That's what the New World Order scholars or advisors are telling us. Forget all that. You know, this is the New World Order. Look ahead. Look to the future. We're going to merge everybody into one big happy family, and you don't need sovereignty. You don't need heritage. Forget history. So you're telling me, forget my grandmother and grandfather. Forget everything in my past beyond from this morning when I woke up, that there is no yesterday. And that's sort of what they're telling you. And this is why you have the carnage you have, like in the Mideast and other countries, because of the same culture clash. And I say no. If we're going to have the battle, let's have it now. And I advise all your listeners out there, do not support any candidate. And I mean it. Don't send them not even one penny, one nickel. No candidate who is in office or running for office, unless they have a proactive, visible history of immigration law enforcement. Tom Tancredo is one. Jim Sensenbrenner is another. Virgil Good is another. What do these people have in common?
Ron Paul is another.
Pardon?
Ron Paul in Texas.
They're all generally Republicans. You will not find a Democrat.
No, you won't.
To be on this issue. And how ironic, because aren't they for the labor unions? Don't they represent the labor unions? Yet they're abandoning all the labor unions to appease lower paid illegal aliens. That's interesting.
That's correct.
And
go ahead.
This is a multi-pronged effort. It's not only Minuteman product doesn't only put people on the California and Texas and Arizona borders. We assemble at city council meetings. We're building chapters in every state and every city. It's not a state chapter. These are city and community chapters, some with as few as 4 and some with as many as 26,000. Barbara Coe CCIR is our largest Minuteman Project chapter, 26,000 members. And we are hammering every political office with rallies, every city council meeting repeatedly, meeting after meeting after meeting. We get people in there yelling and screaming. Debating.
Okay.
We've got to establish.
Do you want to give a website out, Jim, for that?
Yeah. Visit us at MinutemanProject.com. Help us start these chapters. We want to establish a national network of influence, just like the Democratic Republicans have and the NRA. It's going to require your time, your effort, some donations or membership fees, sure.
Whatever you want to put in, just help us.
Join us in providing the leadership that this country sorely needs, and that leadership means we have got to replace the political rot, Frosty, and you know what I'm talking about there.
Oh, yes, I do. One of the things in the next 10 minutes at the end of the hour, if you have questions, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to call 1-800-724-2719. We'll answer, but make the question short so Jim can get to all of them. As a matter of fact, right now, Jim, we've got Henry from Connecticut. Go ahead, Henry, and ask
Hi,
Jim.
Henry.
Hello?
Yes,
hi, Henry.
Yes, hi. All right, one question is this,
yes.
A couple of questions. You mentioned Maine. Can you tell me what areas or name specifically what neighborhoods in New England, let's say by state, that you claim they might, you know, be in? Because I know it's not as bad like New York and Queens and Brooklyn.
Correct.
And
you're right. But this is how it starts. 30 years ago, it wasn't really bad in California, especially Northern California.
How many years ago now?
30. And 20 years ago, it still wasn't that bad in Northern California, but 15 years ago, it started getting bad. It's in areas of Portland. I have a friend in Augusta, and he says in Portland it's happening. I don't live in Maine. I haven't been there in 6 years.
Okay.
I was in Boston 2 months ago, but I could only rely on information provided to me by Minutemen interested people back there. And they would provide me with the information. They joined because of the same thing I'm talking about happening in the border states is happening in the New England states. because I don't live there and I'm not driving around all over, I don't actually see it, but I get emails, phone calls, and discussions from people daily that it is happening there. I just came back from Tulsa, and I was given a tour of an entire...
Tulsa, Oklahoma. I just want to say this so the audience knows.
Yeah, an entire neighborhood.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay.
Yeah, right. Completely taken over, where they have buses coming in, dropping off illegal aliens about every 2 hours
at
night. I thought
Tulsa was mostly white, so now they got them flooding up in there.
I think Tulsa is, it's mostly Indian, Native American Indian, I believe.
Oh, okay, all
that's
right.
Correct.
Well,
yeah,
that's
but yeah, I guess that would be white. Native American Indians generally tend to be white, red.
Well, I mean, they're Native Americans. Okay, that doesn't count, all right, because they're Native Americans. All right, let me tell you, what about Boston? Now, you mentioned Boston. Is that more South Boston, North Boston, East Boston, when you mention Boston or Boston area?
Well, you know, if I could answer that, having traveled all through Boston this summer and I was there at the Commons, whatever the percentages are, they're growing. And the problem is they're not slowing down, and they are illegal. And so you have, Henry, just simply a loss of the rule of law. So if you want to spread the 25 to 30 million illegal aliens that are now undermining our tax system, undermining our schools, undermining our medical systems, that's the crisis. Henry, thank you for calling from Connecticut. We're going to go to break right now. We'll be back with John from Texas. And this is Connecting the Dots with Jim Gilchrist. We'll see you on the flip side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots.
We're talking with Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minutemen, along with Chris Simcox. And this quote, I think, is very important before we go to the next caller. No man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a coming. That's Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers. My brother's from Fort Worth, Texas. He rides a horse, and you all know that he's ridden across America a couple times on that horse, and he's always a man that stands tall in a saddle. And when you have integrity on your side, you can't go wrong. I want you to know the book that I've read, The Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders by Jim Gilchrist and Jerome Corsi, is a book that you can take to the bank with you. These men are the men that are on the front line. These are the ones that are the first to stand up. These are the men and they're the women that are out there, like Barbara Coe of CCIR.net, are the ones you want to follow, because they're going to lead this nation back to the U.S. Constitution. And so I'm just honored, and it's just a real proud moment for me to speak with Jim Gilchrist in front of a national audience like that. And I hope many times in the future Jim and I will be sharing the stage, and we will stand together, because we're going to keep on a-coming. If we can, well, I want to go, Jim, to John in Texas. You have a short question, sir, because we're running out of time.
Now, how y'all doing tonight?
Just fine,
sir. Glad to be down.
Thank you.
You know, I live down here in Laredo, Texas, and
oh,
I'm married
I've been there.
Okay. Well, I'm about 3 miles
we
from Mexico.
Alrighty.
And I'm married to a Hispanic. And the funny thing about it, you know,
Selena.
She's always saying, I'm a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more Mexican flags flying in this town than there are U.S.
Of course.
I mean, it's so bad down here. We need to shut this border down militarily if we have to.
John, I agree with you. I launched Operation Sovereignty on 9/11, the fifth anniversary of the World Trade Center attacks down there last September 11. The mayor refused to face me and Dr. Corsi, my co-author, and discuss anything with us, but condemned us as a bunch of racist radicals. And another guy by the name of Richard Raymond, a state assemblyman or representative, did the same thing, came out attacking us in the media, and we went after them right to their offices, and neither of them would talk to us. Mayor Raul Salinas is a racial supremacist, in my opinion, and his collaborator is that Richard Raymond, or Raymond Richard, whatever his real name is, that member of the Texas State Assembly. And so we have not only the Reconquista mentality and the racial supremacy mentality with this mayor, but we also have a collaborator who is already in politics at the state level, aiding and abetting this invasion. And I agree.
Would
for
you
every
know,
American flag I counted, I think I counted 4 Mexican flags in the city of Laredo, Texas, USA.
Well, you know, gentlemen, that I can second that. When I was going through Indianapolis, we went through some of the on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride this summer. We'd go through some of the sections of Indianapolis, and I saw 50 flags that they were all the Mexican flags in the Mexican neighborhoods, and didn't see any American flags. So that this thing is not just out there. It's just not in California. It's in Texas. It's in Arizona. It's all over the country. I mean, we're being displaced from our own country, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
John, you have any more comment down there in Texas?
Yeah. You know, my name's John Adams. And
yes, sir.
I look at it this way. As far as I am concerned, I still hold very hard to the only quote that the man was remembered in history by making, and that was Captain John W. Parker of the militiamen at Lexington.
Betcha.
And he said, don't fire unless fired upon, but if
okay.
They mean to have war, then
well,
let
John,
it begin
thank you very much. I'm running out of time here. I want to thank Jim Gilchrist for standing tall in the saddle, standing up for America, and standing for what is right. And we appreciate you, Jim. You have any last thoughts? And just
yes,
the last quick...
Ladies and gentlemen, Americans, we will win this contest. If there's going to be a resolution, believe me, it's going to come from within the Republican Party and under the leadership of a President Tom Tancredo. Support him. And Minutemen and women, stand your ground. By the powers vested in us by our founding fathers, we have an irrevocable right to freely assemble on U.S. territory. And if it's a war our political governors want, then we will fight them with the First Amendment and within the rule of law. We will not quit.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is,